from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you all for coming out this afternoon. I'm Chief Patrick Fitzgerald, Chief of Police of the Orchard Park Police Department. Standing beside me are Orchard Park Police Captain Gregory Shepard, Captain of Administration, Lieutenant Michael Connors, the New York State Police BCI, and Sergeant Sean Snellings, the New York State Police Troop A Uniform Division. Yesterday evening at approximately 8:50 p.m., our 911 dispatch center received a 911 call reporting a confrontation involving a gun and a knife in the area of Hawthorne Drive and Poplar Avenue. Officers responded, and upon arrival, located a male who the department has had prior interactions with in the past in an area that is well known to our department. I can confirm that when officers arrived, the male was armed with a knife, and officers gave clear commands to the male that were disregarded. He advanced at the officers and was a clear threat to the officers when he was shot. The knife has been recovered and is being forensically processed. After the individual was shot, both officers transitioned to providing life-saving efforts. Both officers are trained in first aid, with one officer utilizing additional training received in the United States Army. The officers utilized department-issued first aid kits located in the police vehicles, along with gunshot wound treatment equipment carried by officers for use on themselves. These two officers were immediately joined by a third officer, who is a New York State certified paramedic, and a bystander, who is a volunteer firefighter. These additional resources instantly provided advanced life support measures, all aimed at saving the life of this individual. Within 2 seconds of the shooting occurring, our responding shift supervisor requested fire and EMS be dispatched to the scene. I cannot stress how quickly life-saving efforts were initiated once the threat to officers was terminated. Our department was assisted at the scene by members of the New York State Police Forensic Identification Unit and the New York State Attorney General's Office. The scene was investigated into the early morning hours of today. Both officers who were involved in this critical incident will be on administrative leave as we review this event. I am mindful and sympathetic to the family's loss as a result of this incident. This is a very serious event, and we continue to fully investigate in a thorough, methodical, and transparent manner as we cooperate with outside agencies. More information will be made available over the next few days, including the identities of those involved, as we continue the work that has only just begun. Due to the sensitive nature of this event, and considering we are still within the first 24 hours of it occurring, I will not be taking any further questions. Once additional facts have been established, we will present them at that time. Thank you for attending today, and we'll be in touch. One picture I have, this is a picture of the knife that was involved and the knife that was recovered.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.